Hi students, you're listening to the Victory Mentor East Youth Podcast. We hope that this message brings encouragement to your life. To hear more audio messages like these, log on to victorymentoreast.org. Now here's your message.
We are continuing our series and we call that Unselfie. We are talking about from the book of Ephesians. Right now, pag-usapan natin, I am significant. So I feel I am special. I am significant. So, bakit unselfie? Of course, we want to understand the real identity that we don't have to portray. We don't have to put a mask in front of us just to portray kung sino talaga tayo. Why? Because we don't have to prove anything because God Himself defined who we are. So, ang Diyos ang magsasabi kung sino tayo, hindi ang mga tao at hindi din tayo. Kaya kung ano man ang tingin mo sa sarili mo, whatever that is, good or bad, I want you to know that it is God who defined who you are. That's what we'll be talking about today. I am significant. But before we do that, can you join me in a word of prayer? Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this time. We thank you for, Lord, your word is a lamp at our feet and a light unto our path, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you would just open our hearts that we may receive your words, Lord. God, I ask, Lord, that you would just bless our time together. Lord, we ask, Lord God, that may you receive all the glory and honor, God, that may we focus on you, God, that you will be the center of our attention, Lord God, this very moment. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, nowadays, all of us, we want to feel, it is actually common sa lahat ng tao that we want to feel important. We want to feel significant. We want to feel special. Lalo na kapag gustong-gusto natin, pag nagpo-post tayo, nakikita nila na parami ng parami likers natin, we feel that I must be special. I must be significant. Kaya nga, yung iba sa atin, pagka nararamdaman natin, may kumukumusta sa'yo, oh, kumusta ka na? Kumain ka na ba? Parang feeling mo, di ba? Napaka-significant mo. Because all of us here, we want to feel special. We want to feel that we are significant, lalo na kapag ka among all the people, then masaset aside ka, masisingle out ka for a single purpose, and meron kang privilege. Halimbawa, sa klase mo, ikaw yung nasisingle out ka. So, nasisingle out ka, lagi ikaw tinatawag ni teacher, lagi ikaw yung pinupuri ni teacher. Parang, there's something in me. Parang, I am like one of a kind. I'm not just an ordinary student. I'm not just an ordinary guy. But the question is, why and how are we significant? Paano natin masasabi that I am special? That I am important? That I am indeed significant? Why and how are we significant? And you know, there are three things that I want to share to all of us here this afternoon. Why are we significant? First of all, is because God Himself, He gave us purpose. The God that we serve, the reason why we can feel important, we can feel that I am loved, that I am doing okay. I feel like I'm set apart for this. Why? Because He gave us the purpose. Yung first time na pinag-usapan natin tong unselfie, all of us, we are blessed. And as we are blessed, of course, we know that the blessing that we receive is all because of the grace of God. And that grace of God has a purpose in our life. Sa buhay mo at sa buhay ko. There is a purpose. And the purpose is that for us na magamit niya. And some of us, we might say, kaya ayoko mag-born again, kaya ayoko mag-Kristiyano, ayoko mag-Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Kasi parang na ako magiging robot dyan. Kung ano yung sabihin ni Lord, yun yung dapat kong gawin. But I want you to understand that that is not the way God created us. In fact, we are significant because He set us apart for His own purpose. And you know, as we talk about God giving us purpose, from the book Ephesians, malalaman natin kung paano tayo binigyan ng purpose ni Lord. In verse 6 of chapter 3 of Ephesians, sabi dito, "These mysteries that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." So, ibig sabihin dito, sinasabi dito, we are partakers. Ibig sabihin, we are also children of God, tagapagmana din tayo. That is why, when God chose you and me, ibig sabihin, may purpose si Lord. Now, I want you to take note of that word, mystery. Pag-uusapan natin yung mystery. Also, in verse 7, sabi dito, of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of His power. And then in verse 8, to me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. So sabi ganun ni Paul dito, even though I am the least, ako yung pinakahuli, ako yung pinakawalang sinabi, but he understood that God had a purpose in his life. Merong plano ang Panginoon sa buhay niya. And some of us, we might think that, you know, how can I be significant? I'm just a nobody. In fact, I came from a family that has nothing to say. Wala man kami may pagmamalaki. Kung saan ako nag-aaral ngayon, wala akong may pagmamalaki. Dito lang ako. Yung iba dito talagang high-end, talagang yung school nila talagang magaganda. Pero ako, sino ba naman ako? But sabi ni Paul dito, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given. And I want to tell you that it's not just for the full-time campus missionaries, not just for the pastors that the grace has been given. But every one of us, hindi natin pwede sabihin, ah, pang full-time lang yan, pang mga ano lang yan, yung mga nagwo-worship lead lang yan, mga nagwo-volunteer, yung mga nagvi-victory group, kaya significant sila. Pero kami dito, we're just listening, we're just worshiping, we're just attending youth service. Therefore, we are not as significant as them. But the Bible tells us that all of us here, no exemption, we are all important in the sight of God. And I want you to take note of that word, mystery. Again, balikan natin yung mystery yung nababalot dito sa scripture na to. You know, the mystery actually is that, bata pa ako, yung nagsimula ako mag-aral hanggang sa nag-college ako, tinatanong ko yung sarili ko, tinatanong ko rin yung nanay ko, Nay, bakit ba kailangan mag-aral? Parang sarap matulog, sarap, yung panahon namin, family computer pa, sarap mag-family computer, tapos magdamag ka, tapos ba't kailangan gumising ng maaga, tapos papasok ka, mag-aaral ka. Bakit kailangan? You know, it's a mystery to me. Never I realized that God is preparing me for something, for a purpose. And hindi ko din inakala that when I graduated in college, parang iniisip ko, parang what's the purpose? Then all of a sudden, God reminded me that I'm significant. Out of nothing, from the least. Pero ginawa ni Lord, parang, alam mo yun, meron palang plano ang Panginoon. And this is the mystery. And in fact, for some of you, maybe may nakakita na kayo ng jigsaw puzzle. You know na there's a picture, alam mo, na kapag ka nabuo to, ganito yung kalalabasan niya. We all know that there's a big picture. But somehow, you are putting every piece on that board para mabuo mo yung big picture. And somehow, iniisip natin, it is a mystery. Paano ko malalaman yung kabuuan nito? How would I know what is in store for me in the future? But then again, it is the mystery. In fact, how can we know this is the mystery? I want to let you know this is the mystery. In verse 6, sabi dito, this mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs. Ibig sabihin, in the Old Testament, only the Jews, yung mga Hudyo lang, ang naka-receive ng pangako ng Panginoon. Ibig sabihin, sila lang ang pinagpala, sila lang ang iingatan ng Panginoon. Only them, they will inherit all the blessings, all the good things from the Lord. But Gentiles, no. Because they are outside of the covenant. And do you know sino itong mga Gentiles na to? Again, pinag-usapan natin last Friday. It's us. Tayo yung mga Gentiles. Tayo yung mga hindi nakasama sa pangako. But praise God. Because in the New Testament, when God sent His own Son, Jesus Christ, He was declaring, God is declaring, that we are now heirs. We are also part of this covenant. Hindi lang tayo Gentiles. Ah, hindi naman ako significant, hindi naman ako importante dito, sila lang yan. Pero lahat tayo dito, we are also blessed, we are also significant. Why? Because sabi dito, because this is the mystery. Before, alam mo yung before, I don't know, kung naramdaman nyo to, yung bago kayo palang kayo nag-a-attend dito, maybe 1 week, 2 weeks, diba, nag-a-attend kayo dito, feeling mo parang wala ka pang kakilala. Yung parang, ba't sila nagtatalunan sila? Parang, mga baliw ba itong mga tao na to? Parang nasan ba ako? Nasa mental ba ako? Then all of a sudden, after a month, marami ka na nakilala. Parang, you feel welcome. You feel significant already because you feel that you are part of God's blessing. That is why He gave us a purpose. We are significant because of the purpose that God has given us. And also in verse 7, of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace which was given me by the working of His power. Now, what is this purpose? The mystery is that all of us here, we are also part of the covenant of God. We are also part of the blessings. Minahal din tayo ng Panginoon. We are alive with Him. Now, what is this purpose? He gave us purpose. The purpose is that every one of us, as we have this relationship with God, we are ministers of the gospel. When you understand that you are a follower of Christ, whether you like it or not, kahit na sabihin mong ayoko mag-share, ayoko mag-preach ng gospel, ayoko mag, ano ba itong one-to-one na to, ayoko magpakita sa mga classmates ko, nagbabasa ako ng Bible. Pag binago ka ng Panginoon, whether you like it or not, you are a minister. You will share God's love to your classmates. Kaya nga yung mga na-invite dito, kung ngayon or maybe last year, may nag-invite sa'yo, yung mga taong nag-invite sa inyo, because they felt the love of God. That is why they are compelled to share that love to you and to all of us. Somebody ministered to us. Somebody heard us. Merong mga tao sa buhay natin na binigay si Lord because that is our purpose. May binigay si Lord na tao sa atin para pakinggan tayo, para comfort tayo, para sabihin yung good news ni Lord. For some of us here, we are depressed at one time, at one point sa buhay natin. Feeling natin parang wala na akong pag-asa. Nag-break na kami. Tapos lalapit yung kaibigan mo sa'yo, may purpose si Lord doon. Kaya lalapitan ka ng kaibigan mo, alam mo, iko-comfort ka, alam mo, hindi lang siya ang lalaki sa mundo. Di ba? Meron pang iba dyan. Because every one of us, may purpose si Lord. He gave us purpose. That is why we are significant. And also in verse 8, to me though I am the very least of the saints, again, to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. That is who we are. God has called every one of us to preach the gospel to our classmates, to our friends, to our families, sa mga nanay at tatay natin. Pero sinasabi nila, tinatanong nila, bakit nagbabago yung buhay mo? Dati pag inuutusan kita, panay ang dabog mo? Panay ang tantrums mo? Hindi ko maintindihan, ano bang pinabibili lang naman kita ng ganito, kung ano-ano ang ine-excuse mo. Pero ngayon, pagka sinabi ko, bilang mo ako ng ganito, sumusunod ka agad, ano nangyayari sa'yo? Diba? Ba't lagi mo ako niyayakap ngayon? May kailangan ka ba? Diba, yung mga parents natin, feeling nila, pagka lumalapit tayo sa kanila, parang, naku, may gusto na naman itong hingin. Pero all of a sudden, biglang nagbabago. That is one way of us preaching the good news to them. Because that is the very purpose of everyone sa buhay natin, kaya tayo tinawag ng Panginoon. That is our very purpose. That is why we are special. We are important. We are significant. Not just that He gave us purpose. At the same time, He gave us people. I'm so glad that we are one church in 15 different locations. Kung makikita nyo dito, parang Victory Metro East, hindi lang ito. You're gonna see a big picture. For some of you, naka-attend kayo ng Ignite na 2011, 2013, now 2015. Makikita nyo yung big picture. Hindi lang pala Metro East to. Ang dami pala nito. We are in 15 different locations in Metro Manila. Ang dami nito. Why? Because He gave us people. Si Lord, kaya tayo naging significant because of the people around us. Kaya nararamdaman natin, napaka-special ko naman, napaka-importante ko naman. Iniisip nila ako. Sabi nga sa verse 3, chapter 4, we're now in chapter 4, verse 3, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And also, there is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. So, balikan ko lang yung verse 3, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You know why God brought us together? Kung bakit tayo nagsama-sama dito, probably you don't know someone. Hindi natin kilala ang lahat ng tao dito. You know, we came from different backgrounds, we came from different issues in life, different families. Alam mo, hindi natin alam kung ano yung mga pinagmulan talaga nitong tao na to. But you know, God brought us together. He gave us people. That is why we are significant, we are important because of these people. Because of this, kaya natin minemaintain yung unity. Kaya nga ayaw natin yung mga na-offend-offend lang. Alam mo yung may masabi lang ng konti, no? Offend ka, parang... We keep this unity. Why? Because these are the things that God wants to let us know. Itong mga taong ito, importante ito. Also, in verse 5, sabi dito, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You know, I realize that people don't just have gifts, but people are gifts. Because every time we think of people that itong taon to, may regalo to. I want to let you know, magpapasko na naman. And whether you like it or not, we are expecting something from a special person. Because we are expecting something. But you know, if we think of these people that they have gifts, it's like they are just important because of the gifts. But when we think of them that they are themselves are gifts, we will appreciate them. Kahit walang regalo yan. Kahit walang ibibigay sa iyo yan. Kasi sila mismo, gift na sila para sa atin. My wife, she gave herself to me. She's so committed to me and she will do everything for me. Lahat gagawin niya, kanina lang, bago ako pumunta dito, babe, anong gusto mo? Talagang pinaghahain niya ako, merienda, talagang, di ko alam kung ayaw niya lang akong paalisin. Ano ba, gusto mo ba ako sa tabi mo lang? Di ba? But no matter how she will give everything to me, yes, she is a gift. I understood that there must be a person who made me feel so significant, that is why he gave this person to me. And that is God himself. Kaya nga may mga tao sa paligid natin na napaka-importante sa buhay natin. You know, I was in grade 3. You know, from grade 1 to grade 3, I was in section 1. Pero yung nag-grade 3 ako, during that time, I felt like because medyo strict kasi yung teacher ko during that time. Alam mo yung pagkalumampas ka lang ng kulay, as in patatayuin ka agad sa harap, talagang papaluin ka ng patpat. During that time, from grade 3, section 1, yung nag-grade 4 ako because I lost the significance in my life. Parang I felt like I'm not important. You know, I feel like I'm, lahat ng mga classmates ko ang gagaling. Pero ako parang, yung self-esteem ko was so low, I felt like I'm not important. I'm not part of this class. I'm not being bullied, but I felt like I'm so outcast to them. I feel like I don't belong with these people. That is why when I reached the grade 4, I was in section 9. A big jump. Then I realized I need to do better. That is why from grade 5 to 6, and then first year, I was in section 1 again. Until college. You know, I felt like I'm doing okay. I'm not that so brilliant, but at least I know that I can survive. And later on, I realized that you know, without God, all this significance, all this importance, feeling important, is nothing. And then, I realized that the reason why I am significant now is because He gave me people. Because of the people that is surrounding me. The people that stood with me in terms of testings, challenges, trials. Itong mga taong to. Kaya na-realize ko, parang grabe, may mga tao pala na binigay talaga. That is why I am significant. That is why I am important because of these people. Itong mga taong ito, may mga issues din to. May mga problema din to. Pero, they are with me. In fact, they are a blessing to me. And also, not just that, I'm sure hindi lang ako. Marami din sa atin dito. You know, we keep on encouraging you to be part of a victory group. Why? Because you will know that you have a purpose in life. You will know that you have these people in your life. Kasi, importante ka, significant ka kay Lord. That is why every time we announce that we want you to be part of a victory group. It is us saying that, you know, these people are just like you. They are imperfect. Imperfect people. They have issues. But you know that God has called you for one purpose. God has called you with these people. That is why we are encouraging everyone. You can really know the purpose in your life. Yes, it is because of how God created you. And also, it is because of these people na makakatulong sa'yo. Tutulungan ka kapag may mga decision ka na mali, they will help you make right decision. I hope. I know. Because it is based on the Word of God. But He gave us people. These people are so important to us. Kaya nga, malalaman natin, alam mo yun, parang importante pala ako. Kahit na, I thank God for this spiritual family. Ito yung mga tao na through thick and thin, yung hindi ka pababayaan, alam mo yung genuine, alam mo yung totoo, pagka mali ka na, sasabihin sa'yo, hindi yung kukonsintihin ka pa. Pagka mali na yung nangyayari sa buhay mo, tutulungan ka. Hindi yung tutulungan ka pa na lalo kang ibaba. Because these people are genuine and they are a blessing. And we are significant because of these people. Not just He gave us purpose, not just He gave us people, but also He gave us Jesus. Of all the things that we have right now for us to feel that we are significant, that we are special, it's all because that God gave Jesus. He gave us Jesus. In verse 7 of chapter 4, sabi dito, but grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. You know that gift? It is God Himself. It is God Himself became man, just like us, may butot balat din, nakakaramdam din, nalulungkot din. But God gave Jesus to all of us so that we may experience, we may feel na importante pala ako. Ganun tayo ka-importante. Kahit na sobra yung kasalanan natin, binigay pa rin ng Diyos ang Panginoong Yesus para sa atin. Why? Because God wants to let us know that we are so special. We are so important. The religion will take so many things away from you. You know, they will take your emotions, they will take your belief, they will take everything. But Jesus is different. In fact, Jesus is a giver. Jesus gave life. Jesus gave hope. Jesus gave His promise. Jesus gave His mercy. Jesus gave blessings. Jesus gave everything to all of us. That is why we can know that, Lord, I must be special to You. Lord, I must be important to You. You set me apart for a purpose. You gave these people for me, with me. And all these things, it is all because You gave Yourself for me. I must be important. And this is not for you to brag and tell your classmates na hindi pa nag-a-attend ng church, alam mo, mas importante ako kaysa sa inyo. Kasi ako may relationship ako kay Lord, kayo wala, kaya hindi kayo importante kay Lord. That is not the fact. In fact, all of us here, nag-a-attend man tayo o hindi, importante tayo sa Panginoon. We are all significant. That is why He gave His own life for us. Kaya nga namatay Siya para sa atin, hindi lang para sa atin dito nag-a-attend, but for all of us living in this world. Because we are all special. We are all important. And as I close, you know, I want to just say this, that your significance is from His purpose, through His people, and by His grace. Kaya ka mahalaga ngayon because God set you apart for a specific purpose. And that purpose is to preach the gospel, to minister to your classmates. There are times that you don't even have to say a word. Just be there with them, comfort them, and later on, tell them how God loves them so much. That is for a specific purpose. That is why God called every one of us here. And through His people, alam natin, you know, itong kaibigan ko to, may problema din to eh. Ganito to, praise God to. May problema din to. Sino ba naman ang walang problema dito? Lahat tayo may pinagdadaanan. I don't know, maybe sa pamilya natin, maybe sa school natin, or maybe sa emotions natin. Lahat naman tayo may pinagdadaanan, but praise God for these people. Praise God for my victory group. Praise God for my victory group leader. Praise God na kahit na tinatakbuhan ko siya for one-to-one, kahit na hindi ako nag-a-attend, ang dami kong excuse sa victory group namin. Sorry, malilate ako hanggang sa hindi na ako pupunta. Mahal pa rin ako nitong mga taong ito. That is why I can feel that I'm important. Grabe, hindi ako nilulubayan itong taon to. Ilang beses ko na siyang in-Indian. Ngayon, tinetext niya pa rin ako. Because you are important. Because God saw you as important person. That is why God sent someone para maiparamdam niya sa inyo kung gaano ka kaimportante. Through His people and by His grace. And you know what that grace is? I want to let you know that grace is a person. Grace is Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ decided to die for us on the cross, then we can know that I am loved. Lord, you must be obsessed with me. Lord, you must be so in love with me. Even though I run away from you, even though there are so many times that I'm so arrogant, that I'm so disobedient, I'm so selfish, still God, you made a decision to die for me on the cross. You must be so in love with me. Yes, God is so in love with you. That is why no matter how you fall in life, no matter how you run away from God, God will still pursue you. That is how significant you are in the sight of God. That is how important you are in the sight of God. That is why we are significant. Can you say that to yourself? I am significant. You know, we are all important. We are all special. Praise God for that. And you know, I want to pray right now. Would you bow down your heads and close your eyes? This time, I believe that, you know, we can be open. We can be transparent to God. We can just tell God, Lord, you know, at one point in my life, I felt like I'm insignificant. Lord, I felt like di naman ako mahalaga sa barkada namin, sa pamilya namin. Lord, ako lang naman yung pinaka-least. Ako yung pinaka-huli. Ako yung walang nasasabi. You know, I believe that God wants to embrace you and secure you and comfort you with His love today. And maybe this is the time that, you know, we all need to repent before God, because when God created every one of us, He said that we are all important. The way we see ourselves, Lord, hindi ako importante. It's like we are telling God, Lord, you made a mistake of creating me. Lord, why am I here on earth where I feel that I'm not important? You must have been wrong with all your decisions, God. Maybe this is the time that we need to repent before God. Lord, would you forgive me, God, today of thinking so many things, negative things about myself, that I'm not loved, I'm not special, I'm not okay, I'm not part of these people, I'm not part of this group of my family. You know, if that's you, just be honest to God and tell God, Lord, would you forgive me, Lord? I now realize that I'm important, God. More than what people would say, I'm important in your sight. We're just going to declare, God, I'm your son, I'm your daughter. God, would you forgive me, God, today? Praise God. Lord, we're asking God for your forgiveness. Lord, we're asking, Lord God, for your mercy over us, Lord God. Lord, patawarin mo kami, Panginoon. There are times, Lord, na iniisip namin sa sarili namin, Lord, na sino ba naman kami? Wala kami magagawa, wala kami maiko-contribute. Lord, hindi ako importante sa pamilya na to. Hindi ako mahalaga sa mga kaibigan ko. Lord, forgive me. Forgive us, Lord. For we know, God, that we are created in the image of God. And therefore, we are special, we are important, and we are significant, Lord. Lord, I pray, God, na alisin mo po sa isip namin, Lord, sa heart namin, that, Lord, that self-pity, that feeling of insignificance, Lord, I pray, God, that we will just put our trust and faith in you, Lord. Lord, that from now on, Lord, hindi kami magmamalaki, Lord, because we are chosen, that we are special. But Lord, we're gonna say to ourselves, may nagmamahal pala sa akin, Lord, at ikaw yon. Lord, thank you for accepting me. Thank you for accepting us, Lord. Can we just raise up our hands before God and let us pray? Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that, Lord, napaki-special namin sa paningin mo. Lord, kung gaano man kami karumi, kung gaano man kami kasama, but still, God, we are so important. We are so special in your sight, God. Lord, patuloy mo po kaming baguhin every single day, Lord. Lord, to be Christ-like. Lord, not the ways of this world, but Lord, we will always know your will, your plan, and your purpose. Lord, marami din pong salamat sa mga kaibigan namin. Maraming salamat sa mga nag-invite sa amin dito. Maraming salamat sa victory group namin, sa mga, Lord, nagdi-disciple sa amin. Lord, nagtsatsaga sa buhay namin, Lord. But most of all, God, we want to thank you for dying for us on the cross. It's all about you, Jesus. Lord, I pray that as we leave this place, may your protection, provision, and blessing, Lord God, be upon us, Lord. And be upon our parents, our families, Lord God, our relatives, Lord. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.